Number 101. The Revolutionary Musician. Peter was an insubordinate instrumentalist, whose insubordination to powerful people was certainly not insubstantial or intangible. He was an intellectual instrumentalist, intent on bringing about a revolution where people from two classes, the intelligentsia and the workers, would interlace and bring integrity and intellect to government. Peter believed that both classes were integral to the establishment of a fair society, even though they were not interchangeable. They would have to get rid of the insular government, whose insularity had only brought economic ruin and political oppression. The government had insulated itself from the effects of the poor economy, because it controlled all the money. Even though he suffered from having insufficient insulin, he became leader of an insurrection. As the violence intensified, it became clear that the insurgent citizens might face an insurmountable foe. The greatest and apparently most insuperable problem was one of intercepting the flow of weapons from a neighboring country whose interference was quite intentional, as they wanted the current government to remain intact. The more that country interloped by supplying weapons, the worse things looked for the revolutionaries. How could Peter stop the weapons? He couldn't interdict them because the government controlled the law courts. He decided to intercept the delivery of weapons and integrate them into his forces. His close supporters thought that this idea was readily intelligible by everyone, and an attack was planned. The insurgents, intellectuals interlarded and interlocked with workers, went to the railway station just as a delivery of weapons was about to arrive. They overpowered the guards and took the weapons. An interloper from the neighboring country was also captured. There was a brief interlude before the people marched to the presidential palace to take control, during which Peter spoke and played a short instrumental piece. At the end, the people shouted "Hurrah!" as an interjection. At the interlocking gates of the palace, the government leaders called for an intercessor. One was chosen and became an interlocutor in negotiations. This interlocutor admitted the intangibility of the current distribution of power, but interceded on behalf of the president to ask for a one-day truce. In the interim, the president and his followers would leave, never to return. Peter agreed, as long as it was clear that there was to be no further interaction between the president and his country. Peter became the next president, and used his interdisciplinary skills for the good of the people. When he died, years later, he was interred in a tomb in the main square of the capital.